Kimberly Robinson joins us now, Bloomberg Law Supreme Court reporter, on the various and sundry liberal judges. Kimberly, let me start with a really difficult question. Did the Democrats, did the liberals, over the Ginsburg retirement, did they just blow it?
Well, it seems like, you know, whether or not the Democrats blew it, you know, they didn't really have the votes. There was very little that they could do in that instance. What's happened is that it's left a dramatic change on the court. And we see Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who replaced Justice Ginsburg, was really the decisive vote in a number of cases, including that really controversial ruling overruling Roe versus Wade, the court's landmark abortion ruling. So it's been very consequential, that retirement in particular.
Kimberly, talk to us about Justice Sonia Sotomayor. She seems to be kind of the lead voice of the dissenting wing of this court. Talk to us about how her role has evolved.
Well, that's right. We saw Justice Breyer, Stephen Breyer, retire last week. That took effect last week, even though we have a confirmation in place. And with it, Justice Sotomayor takes the lead as the most senior liberal justice on the court. And with that comes a lot of power to decide who's going to be writing dissenting opinions and who's going to be, you know, penning these opinions that people are going to be looking to in the future, perhaps when the Democrats do get a majority on the court. And so we've already seen her kind of flex that muscle, and I expect she'll be doing it more.
Kimberly, one more question, if we could. Is it feasible that Chief Justice Roberts can become a liberal?
Well, you know, he has sided with the liberals in a number of really important cases. But I think, you know, if you look across Chief Justice Roberts, you know, career, he is definitely not a liberal. I mean, most notably, he was, you know, a decisive vote to overturn or effectively overturn the Voting Rights Act. You know, he was in the majority in Citizens United. So while he may have some institutional concerns that have him siding with the liberals, he's definitely a conservative through and through.
Kimberly, thank you so much. With the markets moving, we've got to move. Kimberly Robinson with Bloomberg Law and their Supreme Court reporter.